Chesem Abayis, 7 lines down. Amale Rav Acha Berei de Rav Abio de Rav Ashi. So he's going to ask the kasha both on Rabbi Huda's pshat and on Rabbi Sheshi's pshat. Again, the question which Gemara was dealing with before was, why don't we look at that, the fact that A and C both make an error with B, that should act as the being a ma'achid between the two groups. So Yehuda says that the case was that A and B made an Erev when they placed the Erev in A, and B and C made an Erev when they placed the Erev in C. Since they didn't place it in the middle chotzer, so they can't be considered joined together as one. And Rav Sheshi says the case is they put it in chotzer B, but in two different houses. Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Abi Rav Ashi. Rav Yehuda Kasha or Rav Sheshi's Kasha? I have a Kasha in both of them. Rav Yehuda Kasha. The Amr Kagunsh Nosna Emsoyis Eruva Bezoi. Eruva Bezoi. That the middle one was Ma'arev together with A and put it in A. And Ma'arev together with C and put it in C. Well, why don't you say the following? Bekiman de Irva Emsoyis Bahadi Chitzaino. Havale Chadam. Let's say, for argument's sake, that B made the Erev with A chronologically first. So they already made an Erev with A, so they are considered one. And now, when B goes and makes the Erev with C, why don't we look at it as if why don't we look at B as being a extension of the unit called AB? And now AB is being ma'arev with C. So the fact that we placed it in A is irrelevant, because at that point in time, those are the only two entities. They become one entity, and now there's a shlichus taking place from them with C.
Why do you even need, like, shlichus? I mean, if they're one.
Well, you'd have to say some type of argument of that they only have a right to represent the A because they're part of this group. With other hands, nobody from A has joined in. So we say what we're saying is they represent the group. That's the thing we mean. It's not a real shlichus in the sense of they weren't appointed as a shliach.
Right, but it's not even that. I mean, the individual is making, let's say, the Eruv with C, okay? So just like he's representing the other members of B, he's also representing the other members of A at the same time. In other words, is there a difference between the other members of B and the and?
Well, again, remember that the way they made the Erev was they would all contribute. So everybody from B contributed with C.
Right.
And nobody from A did.
Right.
That's the kasha under Yehuda. Okay, Rishayshus, the Morris says the question should be the other way around.
And then how could shlichus possibly work? Because you would need everybody from A to contribute. So how?
Well, see, everybody from A did contribute. In other words, we're saying what's happening is that the Eruv, which is taking place between B and C, really is just in the next step of the process of the Eruv between A and B. Everybody from A contributed to the first step of the process.
Right.
And now, I mean, let's say you would have a situation where you went to everybody in A and you collected from all of them, and then everybody from B put their things in, then everybody from C put their things in, and then they said the declaration, Midday Neruva. So that would be fine. The fact that A did it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and C only did it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you got to C to collect, wouldn't bother us. So, I mean, we're looking at it along those lines. Okay.
Hello, good morning, Ross.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay. I'm sorry. The Rosh Hashanah is kasha. The Morses, Rosh Hashanah, we have a question all the way around. So if A and B made an erev and they put it in one house in the middle chatzar, and then B and C made an erev and they put it in a different house in the chatzar. So basically what you're saying is there are two houses now which are the place. But you can't have two houses which are the place. The whole idea of erev is that there's one house which is the place. So we should have the following situation. So a case of five people in one chatzar. And one of the five did not join. So we say that really there's four which are one unit, and there's a fifth one which is a separate unit. And which the final result is nobody can carry. We don't say the four can carry amongst themselves. We say that if this is the chatzar, and if there's five houses, and four contributed and made themselves into one unit, so that's group A. And the fifth person is separate, he's group B, so there's two groups in the chatzar. Two groups in the chatzar, nobody can carry still. So having the unit AB and the unit BC both together in B means nobody can carry. So how does this work? Okay.
So how's that any different to what how they took care of Beit Shem and Beit Shol upstairs? I mean, the mission they talked about is different separate houses.
Well, the
but
more...
separate houses here, just one person.
Good morning, Russell.
The Beit Shem was saying that even with everybody's contributing, if they put into two different kalim, that itself acts as that they're not becoming one, even though they're the same house. So the worst is even according to Beis Hillel, two kalim doesn't bother us, but two houses means that they're distinct.
Two what doesn't bother us?
But the more never addressed this distinction, how far it goes. The more saying, okay, the distinction is that A and B is one unit, and A and B can carry together, and B and C can carry together. But the Morse says, but everybody's carrying in B. The Morse says, how does that happen? That's the Morse's next question to Gemara. But if there's two distinct units, so then nobody can carry in the middle of Hatzer. Okay. Amalei Rav Ashi, so this is what Rav Acha Breid the Rav Avya asked Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says back, Loi L'Rav Yehuda Kasha, Loi L'Rav Sheshes Kasha. Both of them I can explain. Why is that? The Rabbi Yehuda Lakasha, the Kiman, the Irva law, Emsoyis, Bahari Kitsanu, Hashem Kitsanu is Bahari Hadari, Loy Irvu, Gaia Daite, the Baha Nichole, Bahola Nichole. The fact that the process went that the outer ones never did any act of joining together indicates that they do not want to be one big unit. So if you can't say that it's an extension of the first process and it's one big unit, because it's not. So A, B is one distinct process and B, C is another distinct process. Okay. Rav Sheshes Loikash Im Omra Diyurin Lahakil Yermin Diyurin Lahachmir. Everybody from B is joined together. So everybody in B has a right. Everybody who lives in B has a right to become a carry in B because they're all one unit. What's your argument? That since the guys from A joined with B and they didn't join with C, so they're distinct from the people. So it means you're giving A living rights in B to the extent that B can't carry because of them. That's basically what's happening. Because everybody B is joined together. What's the problem? But everybody A is also joined with B and put their stuff here. So they say, oh, well, A lives here now. And A is not joining with the C people which are living here now. Whoa. We're going to be makel that A and C consider living here that they're allowed to carry here. We're not going to be machmir that they live here to the extent that they're going to ask for the people from B.
How is that different in the general case in which Shachach, you know, the person who Shachach is that, he's also being machmir in general?
Yeah, but he lives there. He's a deer. He is an emes, a deer in the chotzer. So he's the true person who lives in the chotzer is not part of this, is not part of the chotzer. You know, not part of the unit.
He's in different.
But over here, all of B is joined together. The problem is A and C are going to answer B. Whereas that you're not going to do. Let's see Rashi. Third line from the top. Kivan the ear soyis bahari hitsaino. Since the middle one has joined with the outer with A, chotzer A, chotzer A and B have joined together. So how will chada? So now A and B are one unit. Chihar irva bahari idoch, and then when B goes and joins with C, shechuse of this. We should argue that B, by joining with C, is doing the shlichus of A, because A, B is really one unit now, and A, B is now joining with C. Shlichus of the chitzena of that they're working for the outer chotzer number one. Yishach of the kulu, ki adari irvu, it's all one big unit, so kulu, lishter, and everybody should be mutter. Now, Zagrashi, v'lo gersinan, don't have the following words, v'idach mia lishteru, lishteri, those three words. That's not the question. The question is that A and B and C, everybody should mutter and everything. The Easter Garcel, some people have that as a gear. So that the kasha, the more is that A she mutter and C and not B. It's a grashi, VF Shalomikan, that doesn't make any sense. The Kim the Shechusa of the Harvard of Kulu Khan and Rishusa of Kulu Sharyan. The only way I can understand the question is that if you say A and B becomes one unit, so A can carry an A, B and A both can carry an A and B. Now B joins with C as a shlichus for A, so B can carry in C, and A can carry in C, and C joins, A can carry an A and B. C can carry an A and B, so everybody should be mut. Roshesh's Kasha, Kim the Nosnu, stay in Eruv and Bem Soyas. Both A and C have placed their Erev in B. Erev may be Diureyan Lusecha, so the Erev brings them as now that they are considered dwellers in B. And all the A dwellers have not joined with the C dwellers. So now everybody from A lives in B, and everybody from C lives in B. We came in the Eruvan Nosin Mishnei Batim, they placed it in two different houses. Nimsa Shlo Erevu Shtayim Had Kiteri Yuzum Zu. So all of the A people, which are now B people, have not joined with all the C people, which are now B people. It's like five people living in one chatzar. One did not join the Erev. Im kulam with the other ones. Yachad. The kol chatzar asurah. Nobody can carry. Fil Erev im echad mehen. Even if the four join together, and then the fifth one made an error with one of them and not with the other three, it still won't work. The Hagabi Chamisha Bichotzer Achas Tanya Leil the Basil of the Bishnei Kalim who the Havi error. That Sudarman Kalim is acceptable. El Bishnei Batim Loy, two houses not. Well, Bish Iru Shnaim. Shnaim Yachad Latzim, even though those two join together, but it's the rest of the Chatzar, Vashlesh Latzim, and the other three together. Vachinami Kiman, the late Mitzdarfi, the Tony Shnaim, Machitzenis, Asura Zumzu. So you say A and C do not join together. So it's good, but Titzer, Bedido, Shakul, and Oysin Ole. So the middle one can't carry. This is a relevant question. So a person has a great idea. He says, you know, so we're allowed to carry in this, you know, this very large shadach of our Erev, basically, we call colloquially the Erev, because we have it with Chatzeres. Once a year, that you know, after Pesach, their mezaka, the box of matzahs, that belongs to everybody in the community. So we're all one big happy family, we all have this meal together in Shomrei Emunah under the Aron, okay? So the people in the Warwick say, you know, or the people not the Warwick, people in the University of Tara say, yeah, but let's say the Erev goes down, we can't carry in the hallways. If the Erev, city Erev goes down, so they can't carry in the hallways. Yeah, because it's all one building, it's enclosed, but they're separate units. And there's a communal area which is the same thing as a chotzer. So let's make it a room with Chatzeres to address that problem. So now, good, so let's say there's 1,000 people in Kep Mill, and there's 200 of them in the university towers, that's unit one, and the rest of the community is unit two. That's wonderful. So by making the Ruvi Chatzeris in the building, they made everybody else in the community also. They made us up a separate unit. So the answer, they're supposed to make it tonight. In a week when the city Erev is up, I'm part of that larger Erev called Ketmil, White Oak, whatever. And in a case where the city Erev is down, so I'm part of this smaller unit called University Towers 1121. But if they don't do that, so you might have a problem with it, they might make everybody else in the community also to carry, which is not necessarily appreciated.
How would people know? I mean, let's say...
So we have the Summa Mestama, that's what they meant. So that we see, even if they didn't speak it out, we have an Umdana, that's what their intent was, that they're not specifically saying, I only want to carry in the building and not outside the building. So obviously they want to be part of a larger group. But, you know, but theoretically, you know, it would be better if they should verbalize that. So I set up my back door. I have an adjacent neighbor, and we have a shared fences. So I make an error with them. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Why?
Yeah.
You say same thing.
Why?
Same thing.
Same concern.
Right.
Why?
If I make it with my neighbor.
Then what?
Remember the urine.
Then what?
So that I become a distinct unit within the larger group. The two of us have joined together. Now, there's some who argue that, I mean, really, I've made a double contribution. I've contributed to that group and to this group. So I have the two of us together, and I'm also, both of us are part of this larger group also, so maybe it doesn't make a problem, but that's why, so those, some say it's not a problem, but it's definitely not preferred.
Well, if you're part of a larger Arab and you're inside of it, so it's kind of like you've done something unnecessarily.
Right, but
how would that contribute?
Well, but if the two of us decide that we don't want to be part of a larger group, we want to make our own private one.
Yeah.
So then we ask everybody else.
Yeah.
So I've done that. I've joined with you.
You're contributing in that way. You're not contributing anything. You're making a problem.
Correct. You remember the urine? Shalzu bezu. Ayin erev erev lahakul lahatiran yachad. So we're saying, listen, A. All join together and put their Erev in B. So now A lives in B. So we're bringing Makel and saying A lives in B. If we're going to say that that's a cooler, we're going to allow A to carry because of that. Yomer she'erev maybe had the urine l'secha k'nei lesser allow, but that A lives here so much that now part of the people who live in B haven't joined with C. Hello? Diary mamish, because we don't actually live here. Therefore, we don't need to have this, the heir of, in the same house. So we don't say that A joins with B to make B usher that it can't carry in its own place. Good. Okay. So this, remember, this is all Rav Shimon's talking. That was the point of the mission. This is Rav Shimon's point, that you see that this is this idea works. The Chachamim say no, it doesn't. So what is the Chachamim's position? Zot the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What the Chachamim holds? Actually, it's going to turn out there's going to be a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What Rav Shimon holds? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zot Divrei Rav Shimon. That so Rav Shimon has A carrying in B carrying in A, and B carrying in C carrying in B. That the kalim which are in the outer chotzer are allowed to carry. But the kalim in the inner chotzer, with this question, which was something along the questions of this is what Rav Sheshes we're asking, and Rav Sheshes is true according to the Chumim, you can't carry in B. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't like it. The long Tosfos is at the bottom. That's how Rashi learns. So this is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Then Rav Yehuda says that Tiamrita Kameda Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda was by Rav and he heard this halacha. Later on he went to Shmuel. He repeated what he had heard from Rav. So Amr Li, Shmuel told me, Rav Yehuda is saying that Shmuel, when I told Shmuel what Rav had said, Amr Li, absolutely Rav Shimon, I will come and Amr Mishlosh and Asuris. Come and don't hold of any of this. So you, Rav, have the Chumim saying that A can carry an A, and C can carry in C. Nobody can carry in B. No. That's Rav Shimon's sheet. That A can carry an A, and C can carry in C, and nobody can carry in B. The Chumim say nobody can carry anything. Shlosh and Asuris. Tanikabas of the Rav Yehuda, Aliba the Shmuel. This statement of Shmuel, we found the Brisa which supports it. So Amar Rav Shimon Lamata Radarma the Shalosh Chatzeris Hapsucha Zuluzu. Musucha Zushusu Rabbit. Irishtaim im Hamsoyis. Zuma via Misach Besa Bechelis. Zuma via Misach Besa Bechelis. Zuma Chazeris Moisra Lusach Besa. Zuma Chazeris Moisra Lusach Besa. So that's clear in the Braisa that the Chacham say all three are Osir. And Rashi will point out that from the Diak in the Braisa, actually, that it's also, even if Shimon was only Matar, the Emsoyis can't carry. I'm sorry. He's learning that the Emsoyis can carry in its place, but the middle people can't carry an A, or the middle people can't carry in C. So there's a heter from A to bring food to B and eat it there, and then A people can then take their food back to A. But there's no heter from B to go to A and eat it there. That's your Rashi. Zudim Rav Shimon, second wide line on Mechesim and Beis.
The Hebrew terrace. No heter what to take from A to B and
T. Let's see Rashi see. We'll get in the Rashi's. Zudim Rav Shimon, the Hebrew terrace, Imahen Behem Imo. So Rav said that which Rav Shimon says that A can carry in B, B can carry in A, etc. Chama Erman, Loishno, Nostu Shtein Eruven Behem Soyuz. So B cannot join. The Chumash said that B cannot join with A or with C, but A and C are mutter in B. So I'm correcting myself. But B can carry in B. It just cannot carry in A or C. Okay. Because Meshush Achaz Meshemeshes to stay Meshuyus. Kelim Sheshavs to Bechitzoynos. Muntoris beemsoyis, a keli which started out in the outer chotzer A or C, is now mutter to be transferred to B. The chitzonis lo irvu elim zu, A only made an error with B. It made no connection at all with C. Ben reshus acheres moshachton letzad acher, and there's nothing else pulling A anywhere else. A says, the only thing we know is B. So we're allowed to carry an A, we're allowed to carry an B. But B, by the fact that it's joined with A and C, has created a problem. A and C have not joined together. They're not one group. They're separate. A and C are distinct. So B cannot go and carry an A because B is also part of C. And C is also an A. And B cannot carry in C because B is together with A and A can't carry in C. So the fact that it's joined with both of them makes it usher in both of the outer ones. A schleps it that it can't carry in C, and C schleps it that it can't carry in A. Mishnei Diurin Lo Yavina. We can't give it two distinct play. Well, you live in A, you're part of A, so you can carry in A. You also live in C, you can carry in C because you're part of C. Well, make up your mind. It's as if it's part of the outer group which didn't make an air with the other. So it's part of C to the extent that it's not part of A, so it can't carry an A. That makes it also. It goes to the C, can't carry C because it's part of A. The irva nami bado israto ida chitzena. When it wants to try carrying in C, A makes it also. When it wants to carry in A, B, C makes it also. V'hechad irva shloshed and have a kula chad rishusa. And if not, in case of all three made one big irv, that's okay. Come along, Shmuel, and Shmuel says absolutely different of Shimon. I feel the stomach stay in imo the Shimon who the shori. That which is Rashi brings two pshatim. The first shot is that Rav Shimon holds all three, that B can carry in A, B can carry in C, and A can carry in B, and C can carry in B. So B can go anywhere. The middle can carry an A and C. All three are awesome. The second shot, Rashi says, that Rav Shimon only was matter A in B and C in B, but B cannot carry in A and B cannot carry in C. So that's the second shot. Makashali, Rashi says, I have a problem with the second shot. But Tanan b'masnisin, he muteris imahen. It says their mutter with it and its mutter with them. V'oid my af. What is af? So the Rishim. Hachi Borla member, the word af doesn't belong there. Zudir Rav Shimon, that which you said that A can carry an A, but B cannot carry an A, that's Rav Shimon sheet. Af Masha, the Tobiah Shuri, the word af sounds like it's mutter. B is also mutter in A and C. That's Rashi's kashas on this pshat. But Rashi says even so, b'loshan akron zeshamati b'chein yikr. But this pshat of mice is the one that I was mekabel from my rebbeim, and I hold that sneaker pshat. And I'm going to have to answer my questions. So number one, v'hi muteres imahen demasnisin. So what was my first question was in this pshat that B cannot carry an A, and B cannot carry an C. It says he muteres imahen. He meaning the middle one is muter with them, meaning the outer ones. Mataris of Shmuel, the beheter shimush shemem soyis kamer duma dehu muter imahen. The ratio. What it means is, according to Chum, nobody can carry anywhere. According to Rav Shimon, A can carry in B, and B can also carry in B with A. That's what it means in my head. The same way A can carry in B, and C can carry in B, B can also carry in B. That is mutter with them in this place. The same way I told you A is mutter here, B is also mutter here. Not that B is mutter there. Right. Just like the word, when it says, their mutter with it, meaning in B, so it's mutter with them in B. It's heter shimush b'shem soyis kamer. It's about being allowed to be carrying B. Dumin the mutzi mehen the ratio, which means that it's that A is mutter with them in sure what he. Let's go back to the case of the Tum case. The Tum case means he's allowed to go with them as much as he overlaps with them, and not he can't go with them to their place. Right? We had three people. Each one has four amas, and the middle fellow two of his amas overlap with the outer with. B overlaps two amas with A, and B overlaps two amas with C. So B is allowed to carry his dalet amas. So that's all it means. So the same way over there, B is allowed to carry in its dalet amas. So over here, B is allowed to carry in its chatzar. Right hand ratio, who mutter in my hand? Let me say, for the lashon, who mutter in my hand just means, in other words, but on the other hand, in the ratio, those two amas that B can carry in also belong to A. So it's being mutter in A's area. So the language in the ratio says B is mutter with A as much as possible. But it's A's area. Over here, B's not mutter in A's area at all. But okay, it's we kept the same language. Okay, so that answers that question. Va'av zu hachi masho. The word means, what's af mean? You should say, that was you that said, that's Rav Shimon Shita. No, but it means like this. From Shimon HaMekel, even Rav Shimon, which is the more lenient of the two opinions, holds this as also. The Einam Sois Muteris Vichitzernus. So Af Isser Zeh, Rav Shimon Nami Omru. This Isser, which you told me that B cannot carry an A, you know who said it? The Makel one said it. Even the Rav Shimon, who's the Makel, he's the one who said this Isser that B can't carry an A. Kirabonon, now she agrees with the Rabbonon that you can't carry an A. Okay. Fine. So I think I answered my two questions, and that this pshat is correct. Baalishna Kama, my first pshat that Rav Shimon holds everybody's mutton, everybody. B can carry, well, C can't carry an A, but B can carry an B or A, and B can carry in C. And A and C can carry in B. So that much, I have a problem with that. Kasha, my, v'oz shmul tamei, the more is going to bring, the next statement, the more is going to bring the shmul is going to shitosa. Inami havi omer kerav havi motzin nami the memory of the rabbanon irva imshteyan asura imshteyan dein beis v'shuiz v'shamshus v'shazachas. The next piece of Gemara will not be correct according to the Lishna Kam. Okay, taika was at a Shmuel. So the Brisa said the filler of Shimon lo hitra emsoyis b'kitzonis. That so remember so we have Shmuel according to the Lishna Acharina which Rashi holds as the Iker Pshat. Shmuel is arguing and Rav on 2 points. The Chumash say everything is Osir. And even if Shimon, which is Matu, did not allow B to carry an A and B to carry an C. So that the Brisa says explicitly that the Chumash say everything is Osir. Good. But we're also going to be Medaik from the Brisa, the other statement of Rav Shimon. So Rav has B carrying an A. And Shmuel says, no, B can't carry an A. How do I see that? Because it said, it says that A can bring from its place and go to B and eat it there. And then A can take its food, leftovers back to A. It never mentions anywhere that B can take anything to A. So the fact that by the omission of mentioning that indicates that Rav Shimon never was matur that. Rav Shimon was never matur that B can take anything of its and go to A and use it over there. Which that's like that Shmuel Shita, not according to Rav, B can take something of their own and go to A and use it there. Okay. Something more. That Rav Shimon, the Makel, Rav Shimon only allowed people, people from A to carry in B, not for people from B to carry in A. See, here's the situation where you have a mavi which has X amount of chaseris which open into it. Let's say four chaseris open into the mavi. And the next mavi down the road also has four chaseris open to it, but there's one chaser which opens into both mavuos. So to carry in the mavi, everybody in the mavi has to join together in the shtufi mavuos, become all part of this one big mavi, you know, contribute. There you don't use bread, you use wine. So after each chotzer makes themselves into a unit by contributing bread together, and they can carry in their chotzer, all the chaseris, they contribute into the wine for the mavi, and they all can carry throughout the mavi. See, but now you have this chotzer which opens into the mavi here and opens to the mavi here. So Shmuel says, Irvaim Shneem, if this middle chotzer joined into both mavuos, Asura im Shneem, Lo Irvaim Shneem, Oseris al Shneem, if it didn't contribute, so it's part of mavi number one, so part of mavi number one didn't contribute, so nobody can carry. If it didn't contribute to mavi number two, so part of the mavi number two didn't contribute, and nobody can carry. If it did contribute, so it has the limitations that it can't carry in its own chotzer, because the fact that it joined into mavi one and it joined into mavi two, as much as it's part of Mavi 1, it can't be part of Mavi 2, and vice versa. So it's confused. So B can't carry in Mavi number 1 because it's part of Mavi number 2. B can carry in Mavi number 2 because it's part of Mavi number 1. So it can carry in its own chotzer, but it can't carry in the Mavi. It can't say it's joined with Mavi 1 because it's also part of Mavi 2. See, it's usher in both of them. But if it's not ma'arv, then it makes both of them usher. Now let's say in the case it wasn't ma'arv at all. The standard flow of traffic is it would always go out through mavi number two, let's say. It never would use mavi number one, even had an opening to mavi number one, and it wasn't ma'arv with either of them. So Zesher Regila by Osir, since it's normally part of Mavi number two, and it didn't join, so then nobody in Mavi number two can carry because part of its Mavi didn't join. Number one, which it never uses, it didn't contribute. But so what? It's not really part of Mavi one. It never uses one. So that situation, so Mavi number one can carry because you can only look at it as one of their member chatzeros is not contributed because it never uses this Mavi, even though theoretically it has the ability. Okay, Omer Rabba Barbar Rafuna Irva Im Shana Regila Boy Hutza Regila La'atzma. If however it now goes and joins in the Shetufi Mavuos of Mavi number one, even though it's normally to walk into two, and it doesn't join in two, but it's joined one, it's basically designated for this Shabbos. We are part of Mavi number one, and not part of Mavi number two. So the Mavi number two can carry by itself, and Mavi number one can carry because everybody's joined together. And Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna Omer Shmuel.
I'm sorry. The one that's ragil, it's mutter. What exactly is mutter?
The chotzer joined with the ener ragil. It didn't join with the ragil.
Right.
So we don't say that since it's normal always to be part of that mavui, and it didn't contribute. So that means one of the constituent chaseris didn't join, so nobody can carry in the mavi.
Why don't we say that?
Because by it joining with the other mavui, it's basically saying that for this Shabbos we are part of that mavui and not part of this mavui. So the case it hasn't joined with either of them, nobody can carry. So he said, if it's rogel, we don't worry about that. We say it's only asus on this one, not on that one. But if over here it was ma'ariv with that one, it's saying I'm part of that one and not part of this one. So then this one can carry because it remained made a shituf. This one can carry because there's a we ignore this chutzur for the Shabbos vis-a-vis that mavu. And v'omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, taking a step further, let's say like this: im irva regila la'atzma. So the mavi, which is where normally this chotzer goes to, was ma'arev without this chotzer. So the three other chotzeres got together and made a shituf, leaving out chotzer number four. Okay, and the other mavi, where it's not rogel to go, nobody made an erev, so they can't carry anyway. So we say to this chotzer, if you're part of the one which is rogel, so then they can't carry because one of the chotzeres didn't contribute. If you're part of that mavi, they can't carry anyway. So you have to consider yourself part of that mavi, and which doesn't make anybody hurt anybody because they can't carry anyway, and not part of this mavi because if by doing so, you're going to make everybody else to carry. So we say like this: im irva regila la'atzma, v'lushen regila lo irav, v'hi atzma lo irva, and this chotzer didn't join. We take the chotzer. So listen, we take them. We're throwing you to join. You're part of that other one, even though you don't usually go there. We go and say, "Kevin, I'll meet a story." Right. That's the concept, you know, if you have nothing to lose and somebody else has something to gain, why don't you let them gain? Right? If you're part of this mavi,
right,
then nobody can carry. Which means you didn't gain anything and they lost. If you're part of that mavi, these people can carry and these people can't carry anyway, which is what was before. So you might as well be, that's a steimnik to say, no, I'm here and part of this thing.
I understand. Don't you have to do a ma'isa to show that you're with one
of the other? So now it's showing how it works. So some say that for this Shabbos, they're forced to, they must walk out the other mavi. They can't walk out this mavi. Uh-huh. In other words, the way they show that is we say, listen, well, the idea is that the chotzer accesses the Rishus Rabba through the mavi. Well, they will not use this mavi, which they're rogel. They're forced to use the other mavi, therefore, to allow these people to carry.
It's not made of stone then, really, because you're really making it difficult for these people because obviously that they're the one that they're rogel to that is more convenient for them. So now you're inconveniencing.
Right. But the reality is that you're not really. There's no damage that you're doing to them, and the only thing that we hear that someone else gains the benefit with your tircha, somebody else gains the benefits. Tircha usually is not what we're some which we're makbed on. Chazal didn't seem to be bothered by tircha.
What case is this?
Financial loss, practical loss is what they're more worried about.
What case is this?